Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and our world famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Well, I am very excited. I just got finished with a second passage vision quest and just had a fantastic time. To be quite honest, this is really one of the only, not the only way, this is the best way to kickstart a coaching relationship. It's 2.5 days of one-on-one intense discovery, helping the client do self-discovery, finding out beliefs, values, why they're here, and then it's followed up with a year of coaching. So I just finished that up, and I'm just absolutely jazzed. I had a fantastic client and just a lot of breakthroughs. And, you know, and speaking of breakthroughs and second passages, this all comes from questions that at times in our life, and more so when we start to reach 35, 40, 45, 50, that time where we start to ask, why am I here? You know, and what should I be doing with my life? You know, what is my purpose? And this equates to there are 12 stages in evolution, and I can speak specifically from a man's point of view that at some point you realize that in normal evolution that success, material things can be just so much for you. After that, there's a learning that needs to take place, a yearning that's in the soul. And there's a lot of different methods out there to help individuals find what they're supposed to be doing or what they feel they should be doing on this planet. And I'll say that all of them, the good ones, are just a tool of self-reflection. There is nobody out there to tell you why you're here. There are only messengers. There's symbols. There's other things to help you reflect back onto yourself. This is the communication from your higher self, your higher consciousness that knows that purpose for what you're here. Unfortunately, a lot of folks, in my view, start looking at passion. And passions are great, but you know, they say, what are you passionate about? And go ahead and do it, and that's what you're here for. Well, the challenge I have with just working from a passion perspective is passion encompasses what your existing capabilities are right now and how you're using them, your behavior, and where you're using them, that is your environment. And it also looks into, sometimes subconsciously, what do you want to gain out of that? And the other thing is, we all have a lot of passions. I mean, if we have diverse interests. You know, some people love to go to movies. Some people love to travel. Some people like to do both. They love fitness. They have this. And you go, well, I don't know. I have all these passions. What am I supposed to do? And that's my challenge with looking at passion first, as opposed to looking at purpose. And that's the essence of second passage, is taking a look at the quadrants. The passion is your emotional aspect of yourself. The purpose is your spiritual aspect, and the power is your body, and the perseverance is your mental. So I have a power, purpose, passion, and perseverance, which encompasses the body, spirit, emotional, and mental. And if you look at it, is the purpose, which is your vision, your mission, and you look at the dictionary, it says the reason which something exists. Why do you exist? That is your purpose here. And then if you look at the word passion in the dictionary, it's any powerful or compelling emotion or feeling. And really it comes from more of a biblical term, but if we talk about passion, what people are passionate about, there are a lot of things. I mean, there really are. I think we all are diverse humans, and this is where a lot of folks get stuck in looking at what should I be doing, is what, you know, what, why am I here? What am I passionate about? Now, what I am saying is that your passion can play into your purpose, but your passion might not be your purpose, and it very well might. I'm just saying this is why these 2.5-day intensive one-on-one sessions help define this purpose, this vision and mission on why an individual is here, and then the passions, the emotional part of it to help them get excited about it, and then there's the power, and that's the body. The power is the ability to take or do action, take action, the capacity of doing something, of accomplishing something. That has to come through the body. Nothing out in the world has been built or accomplished without a physical body in there. And so that works with the body. And then there's the perseverance, and that's the mental part, because that's the steady persistence in a course of action or purpose, especially and in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. So you can see how all of these four aspects of ourselves come in together. And in this 2.5 day and just my coaching, I work on the individual first, because their results, whether it's a relationship result, whether it's a financial result, all comes from them first. If you work on the external result, how can I get this by doing these behaviors, you're not changing yourself, you're not changing the individual. When the individual changes through power, purpose, passion, perseverance, the external results automatically change. So I would like to work with the individual first, their own, as I call it, their own medicine wheel, their personal medicine wheel, the four quadrants, the body, the spiritual, the emotional, the mental, and set up rituals around those to not only empower those areas, but give them time for rest and relaxation so that they can recharge themselves. But the main focus of this podcast is to help just you reflect on purpose versus passion. And the purpose is going to come from a unconscious, a higher self. You can't sit down and write out consciously, my purpose here in life is to do this. Because that's coming from your conscious, that's coming from your ego. Your ego loves to look at significance. It wants to be acknowledged. And you know, so you could say your purpose is here is to change 10 million lives and be acknowledged and be on the cover of Time magazine. And there are people who do that, but I would venture to say that they don't set out in life to do that. Their passions will fire the power, which is the actions, to live their purpose. So I look at it from the purpose is the pinnacle, is their vision, the mission. And then the passions is the beliefs, the values, the emotional part that comes into their taking action using the power, and then obviously when there's resistance being hit, using the perseverance. So I would ask you between now and the next podcast is to do some meditation, some reflection, however you do it. I like to use journey work. I like to use a lot of meditation, guided meditation with my clients to help surprise their unconscious into delivering the information. If you don't have a coach available and you just want to meditate on it, I would ask you to go into a meditation asking yourself, what is my purpose? And hold that intention, and you could be quiet, put on some quiet music without any vocals, and be aware of what symbols appear in your mind's eye. Our unconscious speaks to us in symbols, not in words. So when we start hearing words, it's our inner talk. It's a translation, if you will, from our unconscious to our conscious. Our unconscious speaks to us in symbols. So when you start connecting with your unconscious, and then obviously, then subsequently your higher self, because your higher self connects with your unconscious, your unconscious connects with your conscious mind. So we have two channels, if you will, that need to be cleaned out and connected to really put all four of these aspects, the power, purpose, passion, and perseverance together. But for the sake of this podcast, is looking at your purpose when you sit and meditate and ask, what is my purpose? And then you're still and you're quiet. Pay attention to feelings. Feelings is the language of spirit, and those feelings are different than emotions. There's some feelings that'll percolate up, and those feelings then can translate into an image. And you'll get this image, and you may not understand it at all, but pay attention to the images that you get. And then when you're done with the meditations, journal down what images came up to you. then meditate on those images, saying, how does this relate to a purpose? What does this mean? What does this mean to me for my purpose? And as you keep digging into these, the messages, the symbols will become clearer and clearer. And this is only a small part what I do at the second passage. I mean, again, it's 2.5 days of doing this and dissecting it and interpreting it. And by the time an individual leaves, they absolutely have their vision, their mission, their purpose. We've looked at their values and started to look at their beliefs. And then for the next year, we put together the power, the actions to have that become real in their life. So, you know, I just was so excited about this past couple of days that I just had to, on this podcast, go back and revisit some of this aspect of purpose versus passion, because there's a lot of teachings out there, and they're all good. Whatever helps you as an individual become clearer and comfortable with what you're doing here, I am all in favor for. I'm offering an alternative. That is it, is look from a purpose perspective and finding the vision and mission on why you're here, as opposed to going through the passion door. Because again, you could be passionate about gardening, you could be passionate about lifting weights, you could be passionate about rock climbing, all of these things you can be passionate about, and that's where a lot of confusion comes in as well. I'm passionate about this, and passionate about this, and passionate about this. How can this be my purpose? How can I make this into a living? And then you start Then individuals start thinking, how can I make money at this, and how can I make a living at it, and how can I? Well, when you understand your vision and mission, your purpose, you can see how the passions will help you in your purpose. Then it becomes very clear which ones are passions for your own sake, for your own gratifications, and which passions are there for you to use as a tool to live your purpose. Because passions are all wonderful, and I love different passions myself, and it took me a long time to determine what passions were for me only, for my own emotional well-being, my own emotional satisfaction, and what passions I can use to live my purpose. And it took a lot of self-reflection, and again, this is kind of what I use in my 2.5 day course, 2.5 day one-on-one second passage, is to do this, to determine what passions are for you and you only, what passions are going to be your road to your purpose. So, you know, I just hope that this kind of intrigued you a little bit to looking at why you are here, what you should be doing with your life, by asking, you know, what's your purpose, and taking a look at how you can communicate with your unconscious and your higher conscious self on more of a ritual or a regular basis, and journal what these symbols are and the feelings that you get, and see what comes up. And I hope this helps you out a lot. If you can, I would love to have you come out here, work with me one-on-one for 2.5 days. It will be the best thing you've done going forward. I guarantee it. You will come out just feeling great, releasing a lot of baggage from the past, having a clear, compelling future as to what you want to do, how you're going to do it. Contact me off the blog. You'll see a contact box on there. And so just have a great rest of your week. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your mind,